expectation for Frank Wynne, W-Y-N-N, April 1964, address isolated, Dr. Sarbe Pali, 866-419-3504. Dear Dr. Sarbe Pali, consultation, Mr. Wynne, chronic kidney disease, comes accompanied with wife, prior stroke. They are aware of kidney problems since 2018. No change of weight or appetite, able to eat, swallow, no choking, vomiting, no abdominal pain, diarrhea, no bleeding, denies infection in the urine, no incontinence, nocturia, no cloudiness or blood, presently no gross edema, ulcers, no major claudication symptoms, right side weak from prior stroke, underlying atrial fibrillation, there is also expressive aphasia, no recent chest pain palpitation, no increase of dyspnea, denies the use of oxygen inhalers, no CPAP machine, no purulent material hemoptysis, no orthopnea PND. He's moving around without the use of any wheelchair, walker, or cane, no skin rash, bruises, no bleeding nose, gums, no fever, review system extensively done negative. Next paragraph, past medical history. Atrial fibrillation, anticoagulation, prior stroke, right-sided hemiplegia, hypertension, denies diabetes. They believe he has congestive heart failure, question valve abnormalities. Later this month, a stress testing. Prior event thrombosis at the time of stroke, no pulmonary emboli. Denies gastrointestinal bleeding, anemia, blood transfusion, liver disease of kidney stones, isolated seizures at the time of stroke without recurrence, problems of gynecomastia, induced probably by medications, next paragraph, surgeries, thyroid surgery, benign condition, prior colonoscopies and cardiac cath, there was no need for balloon stents or bypass. Next paragraph, no smoking alcohol. Next paragraph, reported allergy to Vicodin. Next paragraph, present medications, Eliquis, Metoprolol, Zoloft, vitamin D. Presently off Lasix, off Aldactone, off Norvasc, off Losartan. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above. Next paragraph on physical exam. 74 inches tall, 235 pounds, expressive aphasia, weakness right upper and lower extremity, able to get in and out of stretcher. Blood pressure 120 over 108 on the right, 130 over 110, repeat 140 over 120 on the left. Two different blood pressure cuffs. No gross respiratory distress, lungs are clear. Appears regular, question mark, no pericardial wrap, no palpable liver spleen, ascites or masses, obesity of the abdomen, decreased peripheral pulses, no gross gangrene, edema or discolor of the toes. There is bilateral gynecomastia and prior neck surgery. Next paragraph. Creatinine has been between 1.6 to 1.9. Presently, August, 1.8. For a GFR of 43, stage 3. A normal sodium. Upper potassium, mild metabolic acidosis 21, a normal albumin, upper normal calcium, liver function test, a minor increase of AST, otherwise normal, no anemia, normal white blood cell platelets, back in March of this year, creatinine 1.9. a kidney ultrasound, 9.5 on the right, 10.1 on the left, no evidence of obstruction. Appears a cyst on the left-sided, bladder not distended. A CT scan without contrast following this. Again, no kidney stone or obstruction. They did not see the test. Liver appears normal. Isolated cyst. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3, question progression, background of hypertension. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. No results of urine to assess for activity for blood protein or cells of inflammatory conditions. Do blood testing on a monthly basis to monitor trending. Above findings of imaging without gross obstruction, urinary retention, stone or masses. Blood pressure in the office is poorly controlled. Diastolic is very high. This needs to be check at home. If truly persistent, medications need to be adjusted. He's presently off ARB, losartan, aldactone, and Lasix. Consider adding HCTC 25 milligrams. Importance of physical activity, salt restriction. Continue management of underlying atrial fibrillation, anticoagulation, and rate control. Gynecomastia from likely aldactone. He has an upcoming stress testing and follow-up cardiology, Dr. Mander, M-A-N-D-E-R. Avoid anti-inflammatory agents. Only should discuss at length with the patient and wife. End of dictation.